Hello, this is the Black Lex, also known as Dark Swain, the Irregular Man. And you're listening to the Irregular Man podcast. Don't deny the sadness. Just reach for truth in the pain and find its embrace. And there, nestled into it, begin anew, relating to the discovery of you. And follow your dreams. It was an interesting statement for me, advising us to go forth and risk it all in hopes of freeing ourselves from the merry-go-round of punching clocks. But what of the dreams that are simply the same, but just dressed up like roller coasters? From the far reaches of space came we, or something like us, even. From there to here, we made way. How we got here is a mystery, yet we are here. Is our transposition, our great migration, a dream of another? Another too great for us to comprehend? At this point, it's all theory. Except that we are here, and it's extremely difficult to live. This is because we endure, we humans. We still cling to hope, and we create worlds within this one to escape. To escape that which we must endure, because we are here. And what are we to become once the suffering is done? Or will it be done at all? Will life relent to allow a resurgence of self-examination and recognition? Can we shake the restraints and break the shackles of our social groups in favor of individual freedoms? Are we too broken a species to go beyond the mortal coil and claim our place next to the Godhead? It's very interesting questions. And I think I was grappling a lot with these ideas after I read A Confession by Leo Tolstoy. Basically, Tolstoy is asking the question of us, is life really meaningless? And it was about a man's battle with finding meaning in life, especially in the face of rationale and science, and not to mention practicality. Leo Tolstoy's story, I felt it was much like my own, where he was wrought with fear and dread and figured it might be better to just take his own life instead of go through all that he was suffering. And since all evidence pointed to life being meaningless, you know, from people like Buddha to Solomon, who said, you know, life was basically feeding on the wind, you know? And life is fleeting and just full of horrors. So if it fits all those things, then why do we suffer here if it's just better to die? You know, why should we suffer if death is gain? Even as Christians, we know something awaits among the angels of heaven with God. And, you know, is it just better to be there anyway? I think eventually Tolstoy came to understand that the meaning of life is embedded within our actions. And he related it to our connection with God, and that connection with God with our lives, or life itself. And if life is God, then things began to seem a bit brighter. The powerful thing is that the intellectually honest position would be to commit suicide, just get it over with, because, you know, you can't, as science as it is, as you try to sift everything out, you just come up with emptiness, I suppose. And it's just a profoundly deep statement. So, in his book, A Confession, or in his writing, the final portion that he wrote was about a dream he had. And in this dream, it seems that he's lying in bed, and he's not feeling good or bad or anything like that. He's just feeling that he's lying on his back, and he's wondering if it's a good thing for him to be lying there at all. And he didn't know exactly where he was, but then he saw that he was just lying on these cords, and there were cords at his feet and at his head. And he noticed that if he moved, he kind of slipped lower and lower. And as he looked down, he found that it was darkness, and he was just really terrified because of where he was sitting, and he was dangling so far up in the air. And he knew that if he was to fall, it was certain doom. Yet, as he looked up, he found that just staring up into the sky, it was blue and peace. Blue skies and just a peaceful feeling, calming feeling, as he gazed upward. And as I thought about it, man, he's really hanging in the balance. This is what humanity is really doing. We hang between two extremes, great chaos and great beauty. We're directly in the middle. And at any moment, we could fall into the abyss. Any moment, we're done for, I think in trying to understand this and mulling over this for a few days, I see that there's so much to be said about the greatness of life. I know that we do suffer. I know that there's a lot of problems that we have as human beings, that there are people dying every day, people being enslaved, killed, murdered, raped, people starving to death. I mean, it's all type of injustices that are wrought across the world. But I think this is part of what we are here for. The Bible says that we should work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And if that what I just explained to you was not fear and trembling, if the dream that Tolstoy conveyed in his book was not fear and trembling, I don't know what is. The thing about it is, salvation is what you make of it. And it's a very precarious sort of existence that we live. At any moment we can all be lost. And then that's what his dream symbolized to me. I think it's important for us to not try to rationalize everything. I think it's important to us, it's important for us to remain connected to our inner selves, our spiritual selves, and reach for God at all points. No matter if we're feeling good or if we're feeling bad about whatever. I try not to go on too long. with these podcasts. I really try to keep them under 10 minutes. But I would like you, if you like this podcast, you can definitely check out irregularman.com for more content. My email address is darkswain, that's DarkSwaine, @gmail.com if you have any questions. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening to the Irregular Man podcast. You can also find me on YouTube as the Irregular Man, where I produce videos each week. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram @ManIrregular. Thanks for listening.